This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's time to get intimate with Checkpoint Intimates.
Hello everyone, you are listening to Checkpoint Gaming and I'm Omi. Today I'm joined by the wonderful Steve French. Steve is a voice actor for The Elder Scrolls Online Blackwood and plays Merun's Dagon. Steve, how are you?
Omi, very nice to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very honored to be with you.
Thank you so much. Obviously, playing Merun's Dagon is a huge, huge role, such a big presence in The Elder Scrolls Online. How did you find it, stepping into the role?
It was quite a ride. I'll admit, I'm not much of a gamer. Taking care of a six-year-old takes most of your time, so I wish I had a little more time to do it. But it was pretty wild. I got this audition smack in the middle of 2020, I guess towards the fall, and I was very tired doing virtual schooling with my son and didn't know if I had the energy to do a gaming role. And then I read this incredible character description of this guy who's like the human, the embodiment of a volcano or a storm. And I said, I think maybe I should try to do that one. I can't believe I almost passed on that audition because I was so exhausted I guess everything worked out the way it should. But I had no idea that he was going to be the central focus of this year-long adventure for Elder Scrolls Online. And here we are, and I've gotten to meet so many amazing people from all over the globe. I'm talking to you because of this game. I'm just so thankful to Becky Chnosky at ZeniMax and the entire team for trusting me with this, you know, this real legacy role that's been around for a very long time and trying to discover him anew. Find his voice, find his accent. Who is this, you know, our new updated Merun's Dagon? So it's been wild.
Yeah, I mean, I can honestly say you've done a fantastic job of Merun's Dagon. You have nailed it. He's such a presence throughout the game because of your voice, I'd say. It's made Blackwood really what it is. Such a fantastic chapter of The Elder Scrolls Online. Not being a huge fan of video games prior to your role, and the Elder Scrolls series in general, what sort of research do you need to do to get into the role of Merun's Dagon to understand the character? Because obviously, Elder Scrolls is such an expansive universe, there's so much lore. Did ZeniMax just hand you a book and say, hey, this is what you need to know, or do you have to go do your own research? How's that?
No, they left me high and dry on me. They didn't give me a damn thing to look at. No, you know, it was sort of up to me just to say, you know, all right, who is this guy? What's going on? And so suddenly I was, you know, found myself on, you know, diving through lore and old YouTube clips of the game and old voice actor performances. And trying to decipher, okay, so here's his story. Here's what Blackwood is going to be about. But as you record each of these games, everything is kept so confidential that you don't really get a lot of advance info on exactly what you're going to be doing. I think most of the time I get my script a day before the session or something. And sometimes you'll know kind of the main characters that you're going to be playing. I play a few other NPCs throughout the game. But sometimes there are lines on that script that you have no idea who they are. You get to them and Becky will say, okay, so lines 23 through 30, this is a guard. He's like a big ogre kind of guy. He maybe has a British accent. Maybe he doesn't. What do we got? You know, and then you just kind of make it up as you go along. So there was a lot to find out, but then, you know, Dagon, as people well know who play the game, he's a presence, as you say, but he's not in, I mean, he doesn't have hundreds and hundreds of lines like some of these characters do. So there wasn't a whole lot that you know, I did my research on kind of the history of him, but in terms of what we get the script and we go. And Becky fills me in on, you know, she directs me and fills me in on all the info that I need to know as we're going along. So
so you're basically an expert in Elder Scrolls at this point, eh?
I really, at this point, I'm definitely an expert, yeah.
So you know, take me through the process of how it was recording for Mehrunes Dagon and other NPCs throughout The Elder Scrolls. Like, obviously throughout the last year, there's been a lot of restrictions about how we work and how we perform and that sort of stuff with, you know, COVID and all that hassle.
Yes.
Did you do most of it from home? I can see for the listeners, I can see Steve is right now, it looks like in a home studio. So I imagine you did, or did you have to go in the studio at ZeniMax for a little bit of it, or walk me through that a bit?
No, I would have loved to have gone in, but I did everything from home, and I've been recording from home, solely recording from home for the last almost 2 years now. And I recorded a lot from home for years before then, but I would always go into the city for something. I live outside of New York. But so this was all done from home, and it's amazing how everyone involved in these projects, not just the voice actors, has had to adapt to this new world that we have. And what a brave thing for the devs and for the creative team to say, okay, let's find our voice actors. And the voice actors are scrambling that didn't already have home setups. I was very lucky to already have a home setup, but I know a lot of my voice actor pals didn't really have refined home setups. They'd have a mic for auditions, and anytime they recorded, they go in. So amazing that ZeniMax and of course most games around the world trusted the actors and made beautiful work out of what they could. And so that was a mutual thing, I think. You know,
yeah.
We know that there is going to be some technical difficulties along the way, and you just kind of work together to make it happen. And so I think we did. You know, I'm recording in New York. Becky is down in ZeniMax, sort of in the Mid-Atlantic area, and then our engineer is, I think, on the West Coast. So, you know, that my voice is bouncing around the country and finding a home finally in the game eventually. So
yeah, it's really good to hear that ZeniMax was able to work that out for everyone working remotely, because I mean, we hear so many news stories about people and companies struggling to really work together across borders, across countries, even across the state, really, over the last year or so. So it's fantastic to hear ZeniMax was able to find a solution that works for everyone and obviously has given us yourself in Blackwood. So really, really happy for that outcome.
So am I. So I feel very, very, very lucky. It's an overused kind of cliche term, but I feel very blessed to have a job that I was able to keep doing during all of this, you know, these last terrible couple of years. And so I never, ever take it for granted, no matter what, whether I'm playing Mehrunes Dagon or whatever, you know, small one line thing might be. It's very lucky for sure.
I just wanted to touch more on you as a voice actor as well. So Mehrunes, for example, is such a demonic, monstrous, deep voice. You probably need to warm up, get into that sort of mindset to get into that role. What do you sort of do? I mean, I can see you at the moment, like I said, you're obviously quite physical. So what's your sort of warm up?
Well, it's funny because it's very un-Dagon-like. It's sort of the polar opposite of Dagon. So I'll turn my microphone down here so I don't blast out the speakers here. But my warm-ups are something like, you know,
that's brilliant radio. It's fantastic.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's perfect. I hope people are tuning in right in the middle of that, so they really, really have a great idea of what's going on. So it's just about opening up your range, getting your articulators moving, finding out where your voice is that day. You know, your voice is in a little different place every single day, and you gotta, especially if you're coming back, if you've got multiple sessions for somebody like Dagon, you gotta find him again. You got to get back to him again, even if you're not literally in that physical state that you were 3 months before, whenever it was that you recorded him last. So,
yeah, that is absolutely fascinating. Like, didn't even think about that sort of, I don't know, that sort of effort that goes into prior to getting into something like that, especially just the random sounds that you can make with your mouth. I know I can do it. I'm not going to try. I'm going to spare everyone listening.
You should have to. I had to do it. Everybody on Checkpoint should have to do their warm-ups.
Yeah, maybe we should do it at the start of every show. Just do it a nice little vocal warm-up.
Make sure everybody's right in good form. Yes.
Yeah. So, The Elder Scrolls is obviously such a large universe with a huge fan base. Sometimes that fan base can be angry, sometimes they can be annoyed. going into such a prominent role as Meereen's Dagon in the world of The Elder Scrolls, did you get nervous, you know, thinking about what people might think if you didn't nail the role?
I'm supposed to say I never think about that sort of thing, but yes, terrified, absolutely terrified, especially when the first key art for Blackwood came out and Dagon was front and center on every single piece of art, and I suddenly realized, oh, right, he's the main focal point of this entire game. He's the linchpin of this whole game and the reason they're telling the story, even though he's not in it as much as everybody else. So yeah, that was sort of terrifying, and I knew that we were taking a bit of a risk to create sort of a new voice and a new accent for him, and how would people respond to that? But at the end of the day, with any sort of creative endeavor, you put your heart into it. You know, if you're worth your salt, you put your heart into it. You try to collaborate as best you can. Try to tell the story that this amazing team is trying to tell, and give it your all. And I think at the end of the day, if you do that, then you've done your job. That's all you can do. And once you put it out in the world, I think it's no, you know, as you say, it's no secret that fan bases, especially one as rabid as Elder Scrolls, which has like 19 million players online or something, that's just mind-boggling. You just have to sort of give it over to them and say, here's what we've given you. I hope you like it. And if they don't, they don't. But you move on. I mean, I've had to develop a very thick skin as an actor. I deal with rejection on a daily basis. So, you know, I just always kind of hope in any work I do, just people see how much I love to do what I do and how badly I want to share that with everyone. So, I think overall it's been, you know, relatively positive. I don't know. I hope so.
I mean, from my perspective, I've seen pretty much all just acclaim for your role, but I'm sure there's always that, you know, vocal minority who screams out for whatever reason, nitpicking. Don't listen to them. You did a fantastic job with Meereen's Dagon. it's not even subjective. It's, you know, you've done fantastic work for this role. Speaking of the role, do you think you'll return to Meereen's Dagon in the future, or is there, you know, another role in video games maybe you want to try?
You know, I mean, listen, if Dagon can crawl his weaselly way back into our lives, then I'd be happy to do that. I don't know if there's anything sort of specific, but I've truly fallen in love with ESO and with the lore and with the way that we work, sort of coming into these characters. You get airdropped into the middle of this world, and you suddenly find yourself inhabiting someone that you've never met before, and the storylines are coming at you, and I just find it very special. And I know that kind of, to, you know, piggyback on what you were saying before about the fan base, everyone, the fans of this game, they know every breath of it. They know every storyline, every character's history. So I find that really cool to be able to be a very small part of that community and to bring some of these stories to life for them. So while there may not be something specific out there, I definitely want to keep pursuing this, keep pushing myself in gaming. It's vocally taxing. It's hard. It's athletic. It's a tough thing to get up for when you have those sessions, but it's been a great challenge and one that I hope I can keep trying to work at.
Yeah. For listeners' context, you're obviously done some work in TV and film before as well. Prior to this video game, I think you'd done work in World of Warcraft, and was there anything else that you'd done work in video games-wise?
Just a few. World of Warcraft, Legends of Runeterra, a few roles in that. And then years ago now, the Dark Knight Rises mobile game.
Yeah.
I got to play Alfred in the Dark Knight Rises mobile game, which is a lot of fun, sort of channeling Michael Caine. So a few things here and there, so not much. It sort of represents kind of one of the smaller facets of what I've been able to do.
Comparing all those roles from the mediums, would you say that video games probably the most challenging one? Is there a reason for that?
For me, absolutely. You know, even when I was at drama school, doing voice and speech training 5 days a week and working on my voice, and 7 days a week, my professor, 7 days a week. vocally taxing things, screaming, dying, yelling, projecting. That's all really hard for me. You know, people say, oh, you've got a lower voice, you know, but I don't know. I'm not one of the, I know I've known amazing actors with these like cast iron throats who can just go out and, you know, you need them to sound like they're killing orcs for 3 hours in an open field, screaming at the top of the lungs, and they just do it. I'm not that way. That's never been my strength. So I'm working on that, and thankfully ESO has granted me the chance to work on that a little bit more. But definitely for me, I'm sure there are some people out there that just say, yeah, whatever, video games, I'm good with it. I know how to do it. Mm-hmm. And I imagine if I did a little bit more, I would sort of fall into a routine with it. But since it's so few and far between, it's always kind of like this Herculean event, like, okay, here we go. Everything, it's like any sort of athletic event, you know, you got to train for it. You got to use those muscles and keep coming back to it. You can't just turn it on.
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, moving forward, is there any dream roles or voice acting positions you'd want to go for or just try?
You know, I would love to do more animation. One of the areas that I just have, I've gotten to do a very tiny little bit of it. I mean, I suppose most voice actors want to do animation, but it's just one of those things at this point that I would love to tell stories that way. And so many of the voice actors I admire work in animation, and they're just geniuses. You know, you could rattle them all off, and especially in a way, this is sort of, I don't know if anybody would believe this, but you know, my son, He's on the autism spectrum, and he has this very kind of intense relationships with the movies that he watches and the TV shows. He watches a lot of cartoons, things like Thomas the Tank Engine and Curious George and Dinosaur Train here on PBS. If I could ever work on something that was in that world of those characters that he watches, because I've listened to these shows, you know, for hours now, and I so admire the work that those voice actors do and the stories that they tell. So for me, it's actually kind of emotional because I know the connection that kids form with these characters, and to get the chance to create one of those characters to you know, connect with kids that way. Would be very, very special.
That is so wholesome, you know. That is such a nice thing to think about. Steve, I think I've taken up enough of your time today. Thank you so much for joining me. You've been listening to Omi and Steve French, the voice actor for Mehrunes Dagon on The Elder Scrolls Online Blackwood. If you want any more news about The Elder Scrolls Online, MMOs, anything in that range, go to checkpointgaming.net where we got all our stuff, or keep listening. Steve, thank you so much for joining me today. Would you mind giving us a small sample to take us out?
You've been listening to Omi and Steve on Checkpoint Gaming Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Intimates. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.